Hello?
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling on behalf of Opinion Research. And we're doing a confidential and secure poll about your local Cherry Creek School District and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, ma'am, this November there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education on its students? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Well, I have no children. My children are raised, and I really wouldn't know.
Okay. Okay. So no. Okay. All right, ma'am. And overall, how would you rate the job, you know, the Cherry Creek School District does in managing finances, especially spending money voters approve in ballot issues wisely and as promised? Would you say it's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I don't know anything about the Cherry Creek schools. Are they good?
Good? Would that be very positive?
Are they handling their finances? Well, yes.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Positive.
Okay.
Positive.
All right, ma'am. Okay, and how well does the phrase dedicated to excellence describe Cherry Creek schools? Would you say very well? Somewhat well or not at all well?
Very well.
Very well, okay. All right, do you think that the overall level of property taxes Colorado, you know, homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Do you think that overall level of property taxes Colorado, you know, homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or a little low?
Do you think the property taxes too high?
Okay, much too high. Okay. All right, ma'am, and have you heard about or read about or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Have I heard about a raise on your property tax?
Heard or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property tax?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, while nobody likes paying or higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out, you know, notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by as much as 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can you afford, and absorb this increase without any problems? The other one says, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes out budget requiring cutbacks on other spending. Cannot afford this increase. It hurts household finances badly. Does not apply. I'm a renter.
How would you rate that? It's just the raise.
So which one would it be? Number one, number two, number three? The first one says can afford and absorb this increase without any problems. The second one can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending. And number three, cannot afford this increase. It hurts household finances badly.
Number two.
Number two, okay. All right, ma'am, as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition 8H ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have in your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much of impact at all?
I'm not sure the $800 you will get an impacted youth. It will help immensely, so whatever makes sense.
A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much of impact?
Big.
Okay, big positive. All right. All right, ma'am, the school district you live in, you know, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase for transportation that, you know, frees up other money for teachers and staff pay. Would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 per year for every $100,000 of home value? Would that be a vote yes or vote no on that?
Well, you mean how much it will affect?
No, this is if that goes through, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy, you know, increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 per year for every $100,000 home value?
And
would that be, would you vote yes or no on that?
And what will it help?
That's for school district. That's for tax mill levy increase for transportation that, you know, frees up other money for teachers and staff pay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The second ballot issue would be a bond to provide new funds to increase school security, expand mental health services, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations to existing schools, and expand technical skill training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all these needs if it, you know, increases property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for, you know, per 100,000 assessed home value? Would that be vote yes or vote no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Opponents on these ballot issues may say the following, okay? Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high, you know, high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am. Next, here's a set of statements detailing, you know, the projects and plans of proposed Cherry Creek School District bond would pay for. Rate each is definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth it at all. Okay, here's the first one. Redesign and renovate the 50-year-old, you know, Smoky Hill High School and its campuses, replacing Loretto Middle School with a new building. Would that be definitely worth paying for? Probably worth paying for, or not worth paying for?
Probably worth paying for.
Okay, the other one says replace aging and deteriorating buildings, you know, at the Cherry Creek High School campus with new buildings and reconfigure it in the entire campus throughout the redevelopment. Would that be definitely, probably, or not worth it?
Probably.
Okay, what about replace two small aging school buildings at Holly Hills and New Cave kindergarten through fifth grade elementary school?
Probably.
Okay. Well, expansion and remodel at Overland High School, including building an advanced career pathways training center to give students technical skills for today's in-demand jobs.
Probably.
Okay. Upgrade and renovate the infrastructure at CCSD elementary schools as needed, including painting carpets, windows, roof repairs, and heating, air conditioning system replacements.
That was the main building?
Cherry Creek School District, elementary schools.
Oh, the elementary school? Probably.
Yes. Okay, probably. Okay, upgrade the classroom technology, including computers, networks, and faster and more reliable internet Wi-Fi.
Probably.
Okay, expand, remodel, and modernize the cafeteria area and pool at Eagle Crest.
What's the name for you? Eagle Crest?
Yes.
I don't think Eagle Crest needs it as badly as Smoky Hill. What are my options again?
Definitely worth paying, probably, or not worth paying?
No, I guess probably.
Probably. Okay, what about add swimming pool at Overland High School?
No, that would be not necessary. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expanded career pathways, job skills, and technical training?
Probably.
Okay. And the last one said upgrading to a school building security, including bullet-resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and better entry access control.
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of Cherry Creek School District, $950 million bond might make, okay? Please rate each as very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not a persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond, okay? And the 30 million mill levy ballot issues. The first one says, Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates, who are successfully in their careers and tops of their fields. Investing in these educational improvements can keep, that tradition going. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Okay, because of the way Colorado tax system works, the Cherry Creek School received no money from the state to make school upgrades, expansions, and building replacements. It is up to the local residents of the district to raise their taxes to fund these improvements, or they won't get made. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
Somewhat.
All right, Cherry Creek School District is, transparent in their operations. This includes public access to an interactive map on their website that shows all projects promised and completed from previous bonds. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
I would say very.
Very, okay. All right, but approving the transportation mill levy, the district can maintain its bus service to students while freeing up money to increase teachers' pay to be competitive with other district in recruiting and retaining quality teachers. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
Somewhat.
somewhat. All right, school buildings, you know, that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, ma'am, and expand, you know, the types of job pathways and skills taught in the Innovation Compass to include veterinarian tech, building automation, HVAC tech, multimedia music and film production, and other in the many skills. Would you say that's very persuasive somewhat or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
All right, expanding Cherry Creek Innovation Compass and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other, you know, that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns the students into productive, tax-paying, tax-paying citizens. Would you say that's very persuasive somewhat or not persuasive?
Very.
Very, okay. Maintaining Cherry Creek School District excellence will continue to support solid property values for homes within the district. Very persuasive somewhat or not?
Very.
Okay. Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of spending, you know, the taxpayer approved bond money wisely and as promised. They can be trusted to execute the projects in the upcoming bond in a responsible, costly, efficient way. Very persuasive, somewhat or not?
Very.
Very. All right, despite recent increases in state property taxes, none of the money comes back to local school districts. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve these separate ballot issues if they want to approve their school buildings or raise teacher's pay. Very persuasive, somewhat or not?
Very.
Very. Okay, and money raised from the ballot issues will go directly to pay for the proposed project, since, you know, Cherry Creek School District administrative overhead costs are less than 3% of their total budget. Very persuasive somewhat or not persuasive?
Very.
Very. Okay, opening a dedicated first in the state teachers training and housing center gives Cherry Creek the edge of recruiting and retaining the best quality teachers, helping the district maintain its reputation for excellence. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very.
Okay. Continued security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep, you know, our kids safe and secure. Very or somewhat persuasive or not at all persuasive?
Somewhat.
All right, acting now on these improvements will ensure Cherry Creek School District maintains its tradition of excellence now and into the future. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Okay, and the last one says expanding the highly in-demand mental health service will help thousands more, you know, students cope with today's pressure and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very.
Very, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school meal levy increase at the cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 for, you know, every $100,000 assessed home value? Would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all these needs if it increases property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, for $100,000 assessed home value?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? I have 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. And what was that last grade that you completed in school, ma'am?
12th.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
No children. Okay, and do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
Rent, okay. All right, ma'am, just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
White.
Okay.
Caucasian.
All right, ma'am. All right, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? You have a great evening, ma'am. Appreciate your help.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.